This is John and Raheel with Dell on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John and Raheel with Dell.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. From Miko to Warren Sharp. I don't know that it could get much different, if you want to know the truth. Miko Grimes and Warren Sharp following.
Yeah, Warren, what are your thoughts on groupies in the NFL?
Yeah.
Luckily, in the analytics business, we don't really have to deal with too many groupies. So,
what about your groupies? What about your groupies? You don't have groupies?
No, I don't get let out of my office. So, you know, I just work my tail off to try to uncover, spots of value, and that's pretty much my life for the better part of, I'd say, late August until late January. Then we have the Super Bowl, and then of course the past few years have been getting into my preview magazine a lot more. So that takes up my time during the off season as well. So it's been a 12-month a year pursuit here, but I love doing it, and so. I'm not too worried about losing and missing out on the groupies.
Yeah, the NFL player groupies, you know, they're like fine Instagram models for you being a football analytics guy. It's a lot of guys like us that are like, hey, man, you got a play of the week? Hey, buddy, what do you think about this
game? Yeah, those are your groupies.
Yeah, it's Twitter guys.
Yeah, and bettors.
And bettors are just trying to get an edge.
Yeah, it's less risk that way too as well.
Yeah.
So Warren Sharp with us here on ESPN 97.5. Tell us something. Now, I didn't think that the league adjusted nearly, or the Vegas adjusted nearly enough for Deshaun Watson, and maybe they've adjusted enough. I don't know this week against the Rams. It's, 10.5 last I saw. But only losing, you know, for the Texans to be a 6.5-point favorite last week against Indianapolis was a joke.
I 100% agree. I 100% agree. It was hard because they were in a bind. Okay, with the current spread, you know, before his injury, it was they were favored by 13. And like the way that these sports books look at things, and I disagree, but the way that they look at things, they look at, okay, well, this is just one player, and he's the most important position. How much are the best quarterbacks in the NFL worth? Well, Aaron Rodgers, he's worth like 10, 11 points. So a rookie quarterback like Deshaun Watson, maybe he's worth, you know, 7 points, let's say, because Tom Savage is pretty bad. So the line had moved from like 13, dropped a little bit. So they basically moved this down to like 6.5, 7. And basically it was around 7. And when they readjusted it, we took the 7. I mean, I took the 7. I loved the 7. Taking Indy plus 7 felt like stealing, because I thought the Colts had a very good shot at winning this game outright because of my impression of Tom Savage. And I got to tell you guys, I got to be perfectly honest with you. This is not saying this because you guys are down in Houston. Over the last couple of years, I have not been personally more upset with a player being injured than I was when Deshaun Watson went out. We haven't talked in a couple of weeks because you guys were busy winning a World Series. But prior to that, I mean, I took the over in the in the Texans game against the Browns, that Week 6 game, that one hit. And then my largest play of the year to that point, as well as since that point, was the over against the Seattle Seahawks. And we moved that line over 2 points on the release within a couple of minutes of putting it out there. We got it at 43, moved up to 45, then 45.5. And that score, that was 21-21 at halftime. And the Houston Texans were outplaying Seattle in Seattle. Extremely, extremely impressive, especially considering the fact of their defense. And that's why this is such a massive injury, is because Deshaun Watson, not only is he incredible on offense, and they were doing so much during the bye week to incorporate new things for him that we started to see out in Seattle. I couldn't wait to see them against the Colts, you know, last week at home. But he was also masking those injuries on defense. And that was a big deal too. And I think people were overrating that. And that's why I love the Colts last week. But I 100% agree. The sports books completely screwed up. They were kind of in a bind, but they still did not adjust it as much as they should. It's hard to say Tom Savage, even against a team as bad as the Colts, with as bad of a defense as the Colts have, I don't even know that you can make Tom Savage and this Texans team's favorites over any single team in the NFL right now. It'd be difficult.
Got Warren Sharp hanging out with us. Sharp Football Stats, sharpfootballanalysis.com for all your football needs. All right, let's talk about the game this week now. We know what the Rams are doing, and one of the best stories in the NFL, one of the best offenses, if not the best offense in the NFL. How do you think our Texans fare against them this week in L.A.?
It's going to be difficult. I mean, you know, Tom Savage needed Dwayne Brown more than Deshaun Watson did. That's pretty obvious. Tom Savage is a dropback quarterback. I personally loved what Bill O'Brien was doing with Deshaun Watson, you know, in terms of the scheming and that sort of thing. But I heard him this week talk about how, well, with an additional week of practice, because obviously Tom Savage didn't get the full week of practice last week, with an additional week, he's going to look better. And I'm thinking to myself, he was playing at home against the Colts defense, the worst defense in the league. Now he's going on the road against the Rams defense, one of the better defenses in the league. You could give Tom Savage the first team reps all season up till this point. I don't think he's going to look better against the Rams than he had the opportunity to look better against the Colts at home. Sure, maybe they'll get back to a little bit more timing and that sort of thing, because there were opportunities. I mean, he was looking to hit Hopkins down on the sidelines, but he kept overthrowing him. You know, it's not like Hopkins wasn't running great routes and getting open. Savage just was not being accurate enough to hit him. The balls were sailing on him. It's going to be up to that offensive line to protect him. I mean, we've talked about this before with you guys. Well, can you get the run game going this week? Can you get pass protect well enough this week? And I think this is the game where if you have any chance at covering this number, you've got to get enough pass protection, because the Rams know how to send pressure, and offensively for the Rams, I mean, they're a well-oiled machine. They played a decent defense in the Arizona Cardinals and put up 33 over in London. They put up 27 and one-handedly against one of the best defenses in the league in Jacksonville. So those are, you know, you guys, your defense is just well off that mark right now.
That's an understatement.
I would not be laying the 11.5 right now with the Rams. I think there will probably be some money that inevitably comes in on the Texans here just because of the high spread. But personally, I'm not going to be involved on anything with the spread in this game for either team. I need another week of Tom Savage to see what he's going to do here. I really am just unwilling to take any amount of points with Tom Savage at this point in time, and I'm just gonna watch this game unfold before my eyes, and hopefully it's not as bad as the way that I think it's gonna go.
Yeah, but with the Texans' defensive backfield that's been confused all year long. I mean, you saw it in Seattle, guys running wide open. You saw it against New England, guys running wide open. That 46.5 looks like an over to me. I'll tell you this: the Bears and Packers in Chicago, in cold weather, 38 is a low number, but I don't know how they scored 38 in that game.
Yeah, you know, there's been nothing more disappointing over the last few weeks than Brett Hundley's performance with the Packers. I mean, this guy was groomed. It's not like he's, you know, he hasn't played much there. He's played several off seasons in Green Bay, knows the offense well, and they just can't execute the offense anything close to what they had before, because he's not capable of doing it. He's just not capable of making the reads down the field and getting rid of the ball. He missed a wide open touchdown to Jordy Nelson in the game because he felt some pressure from his right side, and he just dropped his eyes and started running around in the pocket, even though the pocket was clean and he should have been able to read that Nelson was wide open. That offense has some problems. It is extremely, extremely rare to see the Chicago Bears. Who would have ever thought that the Bears would be favored by over a field goal to anybody this year at home with Trubisky, let alone to the Green Bay Packers? They're laying 5.5 to 6 points right now, depending on where you're shopping. The Bears' defense has been extremely, extremely underrated this year. They're actually like top 10 against the pass. They've just played a brutal schedule. I picked this team up to play in some fantasy stuff this week. I think this is a great defense to be starting this week for that perspective. I think they're going to have a lot of success. They're great at getting turnovers and takeaways. And this is the week. This is the week for Jordan Howard, in my opinion. He's going to get plenty of opportunities to run the ball because they should be in great game script situations, which, you know, is difficult for this team in the past. Like, you know, they're down by, they lose to by 8 points to the Saints. That game probably could have been a little bit more lopsided. They're in a lot of games where they're losing. So in this game where they should be winning and going up against a defense like the Packers that I think slightly overrated, I think they're going to have a lot of success running the ball with Jordan Howard this week.
Nice. All right. Warren Sharp at Sharp Football. You can follow him there. You got our you got a good lock of the week for us. You've been 3-0 on the show. You got anything that you're feeling?
Well, the one game that I'll share, I definitely would not consider it a lock of the week, though, but I like the over in the Jets-Tampa Bay game. That line was down at 41.5 when we recommended it. Now, 41 is a pretty key number for totals, so we weren't able to get that. This line actually opened earlier in the week at 41 at a couple spots. We did not get that, but we were able to move the line up to 43, and now there's some 43.5. If you do decide to piggyback on this one, I would not lay anything worse than 43 because 43 is another somewhat key number in totals. But you've got two teams here that struggle to move the ball on the ground as much. They're going to have a lot of success passing the ball. If you look at the offense and what the Jets are able to do, I mean, this is a pretty surprising offense. McCown is playing really well. I look for Robbie Anderson to have a really good game against this really bad Bucs defense that's struggling a ton this year. And if you look at like the trajectories of that offense, it's strong. And then if you look at the other team, the Bucs, look, Jameis Winston, he's out, and I know Mike Evans is out, and so people are probably like, oh, well, this offense isn't going to be do anything. Don't underestimate the fact that Ryan Fitzpatrick, in a one-game sample, can move a team. He can provide enough respectable offense. And going up against this former team here, they still have weapons offensively, does Tampa Bay. I think that this is going to be kind of a back-and-forth game, and you could have, you know, it doesn't take a lot to get over a 43-point total. I think that there's a little bit of value still remaining here. So that's why I would still recommend going over 43, but I wouldn't take anything over, you know, 43. I would not go over 43.5 at this moment. The value is sort of depleting at that point, and that number is too valuable to get worse than that right now.
They may be better off with Fitzpatrick, not without Mike Evans, but certainly with Fitzpatrick, the way that Jameis has been playing.
Exactly. The way that Jameis Winston has been playing, they're not. I don't really think that they're going to be any worse with Fitzpatrick in there. And if you look at this Bucs team, you look at the past defenses that they faced, I mean, Winston has looked terrible the last couple of weeks, but guess what? He played the 7th-ranked pass defense of the Carolina Panthers and the 4th-ranked pass defense of the New Orleans Saints. Before that, he played two, I'd say, around average pass defenses, the Arizona Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills. Both of those games were on the road. They put up 33 and 27 points in those games. So this is not an offense that's just terrible. Jameis Winston has been injured, and he's been playing against two really good pass defenses. The Jets' pass defense ranks 21st. They've played the 8th easiest schedule of opposing passing offenses so far this year. So they're ranking below average against a really below average schedule of teams. So I think that there's opportunities. Don't look at the fact that the Bucs have scored 3 and 10, and now they're starting the last 2 weeks, yeah, and now they're starting the backup and they don't have Mike Evans. There's a lot of upside to be had here if you ignore some of that recency. And I think we'll see Tampa Bay produce some points here offensively enough to make this game a kind of a back-and-forth game.
That's Warren Sharp, sharpfootballstats.com, sharpfootballanalysis.com. Sorry we won a World Series and didn't have you on the last couple of weeks. We apologize for that.
I'm happy for you. If we can trade it again, I'd do it the same way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So would we. Next year. It's great stuff.
Yeah, sorry. Next year, we'll just let you know that we're going to bump you again.
Yeah, because, we're going to have to we're gonna have to move you for during the World Series again next year. All right?
Hey, absolutely. Warren. Absolutely. Let's hope so.
Warren, we appreciate it. Thanks for hanging with us again.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.